This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, April 17th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. In just 5 days, it will be April 22nd, Earth Day. And unfortunately, just 8 days ago, we lost Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. He was a philanthropist, a man who tackled conservation and climate change among the many things he did in his life. He helped found the WWF, Worldwide Fund for Nature. And in Canada, he'll be remembered for the work he did in helping to found the Kutsé-Matin Provincial Park. It's a sanctuary for grizzly bears in British Columbia. He also authored several books about the threats faced by many of our planet's creatures. He once said, "We depend on being part of the web of life. We depend on every other living thing on this planet just as much as they depend on us." So today, in honor of Prince Philip and Earth Day, I thought we could learn a little about how we can do something positive to make our world a better place. Here are some thoughts. Plant a tree. When you plant a tree, you'll replenish the atmosphere oxygen and you'll regulate the water cycle. If you can't plant a tree, then plant any plant. I have an indoor garden of violets. Use less paper, because even if you're not planting trees, you'll save trees. Just get email receipts. Reduce your waste. Use reusable bags, water bottles, and containers. And think of the word reuse. Use what you can that's old and make it new again. For example, old clothes and towels can become dish rags. The opportunities are endless. Just use your imagination. Recycle materials. Start with your discarded plastics and papers and sort them. And you definitely can do that and know how to do it. It's a matter of taking the time and thought. Donate your gently used clothing and furniture. The Furniture Bank is one opportunity. The Diabetes Association boxes are another. And there are other opportunities on my website, marilyns.ca. You can conserve water. Just turn off the tap while you're brushing your teeth, and I'm sure you can think of other ways. You can conserve electricity. Turn off anything when you leave a room, and use cold water wash cycle. Use green transportation, so use your feet or a bicycle or public transport instead of driving yourself. Drive only when you must. Volunteer, pick up litter in your neighborhood, or start a community garden, or participate in one. Shop local. The more you buy locally, the less that has to be shipped, and the less gasoline that will be burned, and the less carbon that there is. You can do any or all of these things. It only involves you. Your actions can positively impact on our planet, and each thing, however small, can make a difference. When each of us reduce our environmental footprint, we make a huge difference. What we do can and does matter. The additional reward is that you'll be occupying yourself with positive things to do and learning ways to help the planet, your neighborhood, and your life. Knitting can be unraveled, old items can be made to new items, and then you can donate those to help the needy. When you recycle, reuse, conserve, and then you'll save money as well as saving the planet. It's all about realizing that even the smallest action you take can contribute a huge benefit to our planet. Know that you do and can make a difference. It starts with knowing what good you can do, understanding why you're doing it, and then following up with positive action. Together, we can make a better world. In every aspect of your life, it's the same. It's up to you to speak up, deal with what's ever bothering you, ask questions, get answers, and then act. Not because someone says so, because you understand it and it makes sense to you. You understand the why and how of it. Your life is yours to live as you choose. You can opt to be responsible for our planet. You can take actions to better the earth and your life in spite of the COVID restrictions we now have in place. Set a way of life for yourself and then follow it. You'll benefit not only our planet, but yourself. You'll be empowered by the knowledge you reap, and that will ignite your spirit so that you can take positive actions. The experts on From a Woman's Perspective are here for you. Now is the moment you can resolve to help the planet and yourself. Every moment can be a beginning. Feel free to reach out to any or all of your team here on From a Woman's Perspective. Ask your questions, give it thought, and then follow by taking actions based on informed decisions. You can do something on your own, but know that you're not alone. We are all here for you. You can log on to my website, marilyns.ca, that's marilyns.ca, for contact information, or simply call me at 416-504-6777. I look forward to hearing from you. You can tackle anything in your life when you try doing it a manageable step at a time, with the right help when you need it. Now for today's show, your team is here, and we'll share the information we have so that we can empower you to make informed decisions. In a moment, we'll learn how to invest for retirement with senior wealth advisor Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this entire hour here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now to continue our weekly conversation about the best strategies for saving and investing for retirement, Senior Wealth Advisor Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, Marilyn, this morning we're going to discuss the simple fact that retirement, whatever that looks like, I mean, retirement means and looks like different things for different people, but retirement calls for a change in investment strategy. I mean, farmers don't use the same tools during harvest as they do during growing season, nor should you use the same tools when it comes time to harvest the reward of your hard work and savings over all of the years that you were at work. As you move into retirement, the focus of your investment strategy shifts from growth and reinvestment of the money you make to generating a regular, reliable, tax-efficient income from your investments. And managing a portfolio for income is very different than managing for growth. So the question is, can your investment team support you in that change? Because now you need a specialist in creating an investment income on your team. But you still need a specialist in making your capital grow because your savings need to make money for you even after you retire. So the best situation is to have a team whose members have different skills that can work together to help. A team that also includes an income specialist. Here's what happened in Debbie's case. Her and her late husband had worked with a small asset management firm for years. And even after her husband passed away at age 64, Debbie stayed with that small company. She says that her relationship wasn't great, you know, but her savings were growing enough anyway that she didn't notice they weren't keeping up to what she thought was appropriate. Debbie admits she could have been more proactive, but as she says, it wasn't top of mind. However, 3 years later, when it was coming time to retire, she went to meet the guy at the small firm. As a first impression, Debbie was a little alarmed at how unsubstantial the office and operation appeared. But more importantly, when she asked her financial advisor about income options, he said quite bluntly that they didn't have specific strategies focused on generating a regular, reliable, tax-efficient income. The expertise at that firm was in managing traditional growth and balance funds. There was no one on the team who specialized in producing investment income. So as Debbie's life had changed, her investment team wasn't there to change with her. So Debbie had to start that process all over again of finding a financial advisor, a new investment team. She started looking for this new investment advisor, and before she started doing that, or early on in the process anyway, she did actually reach out to one of my team members and asked us for a copy of what to look for in a financial advisor checklist. So Debbie ended up going to talk to her local branch manager. She interviewed some financial advisors she was referred to by friends and her accountant. But to her surprise, she found it was difficult to find a team that had the investment skills and strategies for both growth and income on one team. But that's what you should be looking for from your own financial advisor team as you transition into retirement. And at the end of the day, it's one of the reasons why Debbie chose to work with us and our team. But more importantly, for you and your situation, make sure as you move into retirement that you're working with a team with expertise in making sure your capital continues to grow, but a portfolio that supplies a regular, reliable, and most importantly, a tax-efficient income throughout your retirement. And hey, Marilyn, you're talking about, you know, Earth Day on the 22nd, and if you invest your portfolio well, you should be able to manage a little bit of extra, and maybe that little bit of extra can be helped to contribute to the cause of Earth Day.
Well, we all need money to work for us, and when we're working less, our money has to work harder. So it's good to know that you have a focus where we can take home and keep more of what our money makes. And you have a list so that people understand how to hire an investment advisor. Is that available to anyone who requests it?
Yes, you can certainly feel free to call, send us an email. We'd be happy to send you a copy of, we've got a checklist on sort of what to look for, what to ask for when you're reviewing, you know, a new financial advisor or a new financial advisor team. And we're happy to share that with any of our From a Woman's Perspective listeners.
Well, I have your number, 416-863-7501, the Farwell Group. They definitely are focused on helping you create a reliable, tax-efficient income. If you're curious and you want to have a second opinion, that number is the one to call, 416-863-7501. It costs you nothing to find out if you're doing it right or if you can do it better. And asking the questions of the right expert can give you the answers you need to go forward. Thank you, Darren, for that information, and have a great week, and I'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic will give us an overview of seasonal allergies, followed by a conversation with Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. And then Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller will join us, and we'll learn about how we can find that right person if we're ready, followed by Dr. Vivian Brown, who'll be talking about cancer screening and whether we should wait or not to have it. So lots more to explore in this hour, all from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, we're running into allergy season now, and, you know, even at the best of times, seasonal allergy symptoms are really inconvenient and annoying, but certainly this time of year, especially with COVID-19, it's become a real problem because it's not surprising that allergy sufferers worry about COVID, since some of the symptoms actually are quite similar. So when we think of seasonal allergies, we think of a runny nose, watery eyes, coughing, sneezing, headaches, post-nasal drip, shortness of breath, and even a reduced sense of taste or smell. So, you know, if patients or people are thinking about, you know, they're worried about COVID, but then they also have seasonal allergies, it's an extra stress that they're thinking about. So let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about seasonal allergies. So, you know, when we think about seasonal allergies, they actually appear in the spring when the trees are pollinating. And pollen in the air can actually trigger our bodies to release these powerful chemicals called histamine. And that releases, actually leads to the allergy symptoms. So when we think of allergies, the type of pollen is actually important because some patients or some people will actually get seasonal allergies in the spring, some in the fall. And allergy triggers at this time of year are actually usually tree pollen. They're actually not pollen from flowers. And actually, to complicate things even more, the start of the spring allergy season can vary from year to year, so allergy sufferers don't actually realize it's started until the symptoms actually appear. And it's also important to note that allergies of any kind can develop later in life. So, you know, I have patients even, you know, in their 50s and 60s, and they say, well, I've never had allergies before, but now they're noticing that they're sniffling more and they have allergy issues. The type of pollen in various different regions can differ. We see different pollen, for example, across the country, and even differences between Southern Ontario and Northern Ontario. And what's really interesting is, you know, there's different kinds of trees that are contributing to these allergies, things like birch and oak and ragweed. These are common culprits, but often when I do food sensitivities, for example, we actually see cross-reactivity, for example, between the birch pollen with other foods with patients are eating, for example, almonds or wheat or carrots, and certainly with ragweed, there's a cross-reactivity with things like apples, bananas, cantaloupe, and many other fruits and vegetables. So sometimes when we do food sensitivities, I actually inform patients about the cross-reactivity because they might notice that their seasonal allergies are worse when they're eating these foods. And the other thing that's really interesting is that we've noticed that climate change can actually affect seasonal allergies. And we've actually seen an increase in the length of time of seasonal allergies and even the percentage of Canadians that are reporting pollen or grass allergies. We've seen an increase since about, there was a study done in 2017 that actually found that 40% of Canadians reported pollen and grass allergies compared to previous times where it's only been between 10 and 25%. So certainly if people are having some symptoms or they suspect that they're going to have some symptoms of allergies, they can give me a call and we can chat about some seasonal allergy treatments. And next week I'm going to talk about some steps to reduce seasonal allergy symptoms as well.
Someone is having symptoms and are uncomfortable and they want to deal with their seasonal allergies naturally. All you have to do is call Dr. Betty. The phone number 905 707 2001. That's 905-707-2001. ThornhillNaturopathic.ca. And the contact information, as always, is on my website, Marilyns.ca. And that way you can call Dr. Betty. She offers you a complimentary consultation. You can do it by phone or book an appointment. All you have to do is take down the number and take your action. 905-707-2001. Don't wonder what you're allergic to. Find out and learn how to deal with it naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit ThornhillNaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Alopecia, thinning hair, chemotherapy. There are many causes of hair loss, but only one place that gives you the type of care and hair replacement solutions you deserve. Capilia, truly you in Mississauga. For a free consultation, visit trulyyou.ca.
Now, someone who always offers his clients cost-effective, practical alternative solutions so they can hear their best is hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. And he's with us this morning. So good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I'd like to share some information that might not be well known and that it's in line with today's theme. Some hearing aids can be reused for helping other people. Now, people have been donating their hearing aids to us for a few years now, and we have been making sure that they get to the right organizations that host hearing aid missions all around the world. Now, obviously, with COVID, these missions have been put on hold, but that does not mean that we have not been accepting people's donations. If you have an old set of hearing aids or hearing aid accessories, we encourage you to consider donating them instead of throwing them out. Which leads me to my happy story for this week. Now, one of our clients, his name is Roger, had brought in his friend Ian for his hearing test. Ian had never had a hearing test before and had never considered that he had a hearing loss. Now, when we tested him, sure enough, Ian had a moderate degree of hearing loss. Now, Roger, who's been wearing hearing aids for several years, knew this would be the case, and so he had brought in his older set of hearing aids and wanted to see that if we could modify these hearing aids and use them to help his friend. Now, after a thorough cleanup and a checkup of his equipment, we determined that we could still use it. So we changed all the necessary parts, sanitized everything, and we reprogrammed those hearing aids for Ian. Ian is doing fantastic with these brand new to him hearing aids. It doesn't always work out this way, but it's certainly worth a try.
So basically, you do what you always do. You make people happy by using what they have if they have something already, and you find the best course of action for them. And I applaud your recycling powers, Edmund, but that's what you always do. So I know that this may be a happy story, but it isn't unique. So congratulations.
Thank you, Marilyn.
So if anyone has hearing aids and they want to know if they'll work for themselves or for someone they love, how do you recommend they proceed?
The best way to proceed is to call us to book an appointment to have a hearing test done. That is always the starting point. The number to reach us at is 416-754-4327.
When you want to conserve and you want to reuse and you want to be practical, then this is the way to go. Deal with someone who understands all hearing aids and knows what best course of action you can take. Hearing tests cost you nothing. All you have to do is call Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund, and I look forward to another happy story next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Now to help those of us who are ready to meet someone new, our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions joins us to explain how we can seek and find that right person to share our lives. So good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I have a little bit of an interesting story about Sheila and Lee. And Lee joined the service and he was kind of an interesting guy because nice looking, great job. very close to retirement, and he said, you know, I'm not sure how ready I am to be doing this, and I don't know how, you know, how much I want to be in like a long-term relationship, because I've been married before and I feel lonely and there's something missing from my life, but I'm not sure. So I told him about a few girls, and he was sort of, you know, sort of lukewarm and whatnot, but he went on a few dates, and then I told him about Sheila, and he took her as a match, and she was brand new, so no other matches. And they talked on the phone, and she said, well, you know, I'm a cyclist, you're a golfer, I don't know how this is going to work. And he said, well, you know, if you don't want to meet, that's fine. But he said, worst case scenario, we meet and we become friends. And this is the guy who was, you know, sort of standoffish. He's now talking her into meeting. So anyway, they got together, and they're still together. And he said they spend every weekend together, and most, you know, often on the weekdays too. And, you know, he's still a golfer, she's still a cyclist, but he said it's working out really well. And even after the first date, she said, well, I'm not sure. And he said, well, what's the hurt? We can get together again. So obviously, for somebody who was sort of sitting on the fence, it just took the right person coming along, somebody who had similar goals and interests. And maybe they had one interest that wasn't the same, but it still worked out very well, and they're very happy together.
Well, it's sometimes like the things that we do that are different give us space enough to live our lives and enjoy them, and coming back to share that experience, right? Anyway, if someone wants to talk to you about meeting you and discussing putting someone new into their lives and understand what matchmaking is all about, I have your 877 number. Is that a good one to give out?
Yep, it is. It's perfect.
1-877-334-9041. I give that out because we reach people throughout the province. And Misty River, you help everyone in Ontario, Quebec, and even into Florida, right?
We do. We do. We've been doing this for 26 years, and I'm always happy to spend an hour on the phone with someone and go through an application and make sure, you know, we have what you're looking for, that it's worth your while coming on board. I'm not high pressure, so if you do the interview and you decide you want to go away and think about it, I'm totally fine with that as well. But it is a great way to find out, you know, whether or not we have what you're looking for in sufficient numbers that it's worth your while going ahead.
Well, there are people out there who are ready to meet someone new. And if you're lonely and you're ready to meet someone new, you can have Cupid on your team. Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions, 1-877-334-9041, or you can log on to my website, marilyns.ca, and the contact information is there. Linda, thank you for sharing Sheila and Lee's story, and I look forward to another happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Next, a conversation with women's health expert, Dr. Vivian Brown. And then realtor Melanie Martin will bring us her deal of the week for properties north of Toronto. And lots more to come. All of it from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi there, Marilyn.
It's a pleasure to have you because I know you always talk about something interesting. So what are we talking about today?
Well, you know, the advice keeps changing, but I wanted to talk about cancer screening during the pandemic. Do we do it now? Do we wait? Do we postpone it? What's the best advice?
Okay, so what is it?
Well, it's really interesting. It's different for different people. It depends on what kind of cancer you're being screened for and what is your risk. You know, it makes a difference if you've got a bad family history with a lot of, say, colon cancer in your history, then you don't want to postpone your scheduled screening. If you're at risk for complications of COVID, if you were to be infected, is it worth it for you to be seen at a hospital for a test? Is it worth it for you to go for your mammogram? You know, it's not that it's a black and white answer. It is different for different people. And I think this is a reason to discuss postponing tests with your doctor if that's what you're thinking about, because certain things we just shouldn't postpone. You never want to postpone having a breast lump checked out. You don't want to postpone an evaluation if you have blood in your stool, if you have a sore that's not healing, or a change in the appearance of a mole. Because the bottom line is cancer won't wait. Cancer won't wait for COVID to be finished. And if you're not sure about doing something routine, the question is it really routine?
Well, you're answering a question that people probably are worried about if they have that those kinds of problem. And your book always makes sense of medical advice and gives us useful advice in clear language. So the book, I think we should just repeat it so people can ask for it in their local bookstores, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Congratulations on the fact that it's a bestseller now, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Marilyn. And of course, there, you've got signed copies in your store. And I know you've been very generous to send it out to people when they've requested it.
Yes, it just means a call to me at 416-504-6777. Signed copies. We're heading towards May and Mother's Day. So if you wish to think ahead and plan a gift for someone you love, this book is worth having. And I believe every woman should keep it on her night table and be able to refer to it. A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by our Dr. Vivian Brown. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Absolutely, Marilyn. Take care.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Now, if when you take time for yourself, you dream of country living and nature, Realtor Melanie Martin joins us to share her deal of the week for properties north of Toronto and give us a true picture of the possibilities of finding your dream home or cottage surrounded by nature and wildlife. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, I'm always looking for something interesting. And of course, with Earth Day, I just thought about land and being outside and the trees and looking up at the sky and the clouds and breathing fresh air and having your own piece of heaven somewhere north of the city. So what did I find? Something about an hour and 10 minutes northwest of the city in the area I used to live near Glencairn. There is 50 acres for sale. Now, this parcel is landlocked, and that means you really can't build on it. But, you know, land is still valuable. And I would say for $275, this still is a valuable 50-acre lot. It has beautiful deciduous trees on it. It has some small creek near the back. You can get to it by an unopened road allowance. And actually, I've actually driven back there. So with this unopened road allowance, it's not an actual road, but you can take a vehicle and drive back to this property. It's about 950 feet wide and goes back about 2,240 feet. And it, as I say, a lot of trees, a lot of nature. You get wild turkeys, you'll have fox, you'll have deer, and there's some open area on this where you can actually plant some gardens. So I think there's lots of potential for this, and you could take maybe your little ATVs back there or even a little weekend RV and just spend a few nights looking up at the stars. Now, what do you think of this deal? $275, Marilyn.
$275,000 gets you, did you say it's 50 acres?
50 acres.
50 acres for $275,000. And yes, you have to have the right vehicle and probably pitch a tent or do whatever you do so that you can stay there. It sounds unbelievable. Are you sure you haven't left a zero off for 50 acres?
No, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's been on the market a fair amount of days now. So I'm going to say, I bet you we could even make an offer that is lower than the asking price. So to see properties sitting on the market for any length of time in this particular market, there's some wiggle room there. So I would say, give Mel a call and we'll make an offer.
So basically, you're telling me $275,000 gets you 50 acres about an hour or 10 minutes northwest of Toronto, and it's not a story, it's the truth. If anyone wants to talk to you, how do we reach you?
Well, certainly give Mel a call at the 1-800-357-4193. And also, I was just going to mention, there are some other properties right in my vicinity on Ore Lake that is open to offers as well, 649. But it has a 3/4 acre on Ore Lake with 3 older cottages that need total renovation. So do call Melanie. I have the deals.
I listened to you, and I have to repeat it, but I'm not hearing it right. You're saying $649,000. It's on a lake. It's 3/4 acre, and there are 3 cottages on it?
Yes, they are fix-me-uppers for sure, and some may not make it through the fix-me-up. So I'm just going to say possibly land value here, but you're right on the lake. You have 3 dwellings that were already there. In other words, you can rebuild them, and you have perfectly legal right to do that. So it makes it quite valuable. So that one is $649,900. So do give Melanie a call. I'm here.
So if anyone wants to escape to the country, you don't have to have millions of dollars. $275,000 can get you 50 acres. And it sounds like you can get fixer-upper cottages or a lakefront view and beach, I guess, of your own for $650,000. And since most things in the city of Toronto are a million and more, and they seem to be difficult to find, Melanie Martin doesn't tell fairy tales. She talks it the way it is, reality. And reality is that you can find beautiful property and go back to nature once you speak to her. 1-800-357-4193. I'll repeat that. 1-800-357-4193. Melanie, you never cease to amaze me. I'm waiting to hear what you talk about next week. Take care.
I've got it coming soon, so you'll be excited.
Thank you. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn West in The Wardrobe Doctor. And I'll give you tips on how to build and treat your wardrobe while you decrease your carbon imprint. So stay right here and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Be the next to take up urban poling and never worry about falling down again. Receive 1 hour of training on the best urban poles from ADP Medical Supplies and Services. Walk straight, improve your balance, and get moving as part of your own walking group. New to urban polling? Learn the ABCs from ADP. Call Susan at 416-551-5513.
Now I'm Marilyn West in The Wardrobe Doctor. You can lessen your environmental imprint not just on Earth Day, but every day, just by how you build your wardrobe and look after it. Look for clothes in sustainable, natural fabrics. Bamboo actually tops the list. Buy quality so your clothes last. Rather than retail therapy, buy less and shop your closet. And get your pleasure when you use the wardrobe you already own to build your look. Develop your personal style and create your best looks by mixing, matching, and layering to achieve the variety of looks you want and need. It's possible to have a versatile wardrobe with as few as just 8 pieces of clothing. To see how it's done, look at my website. I have an online store now on marilyns.ca. There you'll see my Marilyn's Comfort Wear by Up. Not only can it give you a variety of looks for all seasons and all times of day, but it's 95% bamboo, so sustainable. Wear items until they need washing. Of course, undies and socks are a wear once and wash. How you care for your clothes impacts on the environment. Besides washing less frequently, wash full loads in an energy-efficient washer where possible. Save energy by using cold water. Use concentrated green detergent to protect the aquatic ecosystem and the environment. Use 1 cup of white vinegar in lieu of softener, and you'll balance the pH of your soap, but you won't forfeit comfort. Your clothes will still be soft. Avoid chlorine bleach. Hang items or lay them flat to dry, and iron only if necessary. By doing this, you'll be lowering your energy consumption. Greening how you do laundry makes it that your clothes are treated well and you benefit your wallet and the planet. It's a triple win. You forfeit nothing. Your clothes are fresh and clean and they last longer. And remember that your gently used items will look good and you can make others happy by giving them away. The idea is to organize your closet, and the instructions again are on my website, marilyns.ca. Green your laundering habits, and in the end, you'll lose nothing. You'll have a wardrobe that is stylish, flattering, comfortable, easy to take care of, and you'll save time, money, and energy, yours and the planet's. All you have to do is establish a green way of life, and then live it consistently. We each can do our part to save our planet. COVID restrictions don't inhibit us from this positive action. So now you know what needs to be done. Your actions can contribute to the greater good. Every little thing you do matters. If you want my help, you have it. Simply call me, Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, at 416-504-6777. Remember, the earth belongs to all of us. As stewards, we're obligated to save it and do the best we can to help it. Everything we do makes a difference. So don't wait. It's something you can start immediately. No excuses. Now, I'll be back in a moment as your host with Christine, the health coach. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
COVID lockdown has not stopped Marilyn. Introducing Marilyn's Comfort Wear by Up, featuring jackets, pants, and tops in a comfortable, washable bamboo. You'll love the way each piece feels, looks, and combines to make more than 24 outfits with just 8 items. Start with a jacket, bra-friendly tank, and pants for $180, or a wardrobe package for under $500. Order from Marilyn and choose curbside pickup or delivery. Call 416-504-6777 to get started.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. I have another health benefit of deep breathing. It provides relief of pain. There are different types of reliable research reports that have clearly shown this fact that deep breathing helps in controlling pain. Medical and other types of research studies also suggest that deep breathing helps in releasing the endorphins which are considered as the body's natural feel-good painkillers. Deep breathing makes you happier. Perhaps this is the most valuable advantage of deep breathing. Happiness is a demand and desire of almost everybody in the world. Many people around the world are deprived of happiness, but through this simple process, we can achieve the ultimate goal of happiness. Medically sane, deep breathing increases the neurochemical production in the brain, and this helps in releasing more of those particles that elevate the moods and control the pain. Now, muscle strengthening exercise builds our core strength, it improves our posture, and it tones our breathing muscles. So for more information on how to start a proper exercise program, just call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
When it comes to fitness and exercise, Christine guides me, and I can definitely know that she'll do a great job for you. Ask your questions, get your answers, and look after your health with Christine the Health Coach. 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
So whenever I talk about reducing waste and reusing what I can and recycling and donating, I think of my guru, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. And she joins us this morning. So good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. And first of all, kudos to you and to everyone who's giving some thought to Earth Day on the 22nd. As we navigate this pandemic, it's important to give some of our energy to issues beyond what we're missing out on in COVID-19. This thing has done untold damage to our health, our loved ones' health, certainly our mental health, and to the very survival of our small businesses. It's also put the pause button into some of our environmental efforts. You don't have to walk too far in our neighborhoods to come across a discarded disposable face mask and sometimes even a reusable one. We've seen a recent federal conservative standoff where their members couldn't even agree that climate change exists. Sometimes I shake my head. At Moving Seniors with a Smile, we're not fanatical, but we do try to keep as much out of landfill as we can. If items can be given to family or friends, sold or donated, well, that's the route to go. Sorting out where each item should go takes longer than you think. And when family and friends are involved, it can be tempting to put it all on the back burner. Change comes with anxiety, and trips down memory lane can sometimes sidetrack even the best of intentions. And it can all feel overwhelming. Our team has helped clients who it seems haven't thrown anything out in decades. Sure, the word hoarder gets used many times inappropriately, and it's a term I don't personally find helpful. It carries a stigma, and who needs that these days on top of everything else? But the long and the short of it is that many of our clients have amassed more stuff than they need, want, or will have room for going forward. We don't judge, but I do recommend you get rid of things before you make your move. It saves time, it saves money, and most importantly, it saves you stress. If you feel like giving up before you start, we can knowledgeably and sensitively guide you through what will have room in your new space and what cost-effective strategies will work best for you. You can set the pace, make your informed decisions, and we'll take care of the rest. We know how to make your move seamless. We know how to best ease the effects of that move on the environment. And best of all, we'll keep you smiling.
Well, I know that I had a call from a lady who has a huge house full of a lifetime of things she's collected. And now she wants to move in September. And I gave her your number because I know that you will help her sort. You will help her find the right recipient for the things that she wishes to release, and you'll help her to organize her move when the time comes. I didn't realize that it costs money to get rid of junk, but it does, and you actually made me aware of that, and you can find people a way to save money doing that. Don't you have a member on your team that does that?
Yeah, I do. And he's really great. And he's just about a third of the price of a lot of the branded companies out there. And he, you know, he gets rid of things responsibly, and we try and keep as much out of landfill as we can. But yeah, he's definitely a pro that works with me a lot. So yeah. Good to know the right people for the right jobs.
Well, and to have the right guide. You know which doors to open, which doors to leave closed, and you know how to get rid of the things that people want to get rid of without really ruffling any feathers. So I congratulate you, because what you do is difficult, and sometimes it's hard to release things that you've held on to all your life, and yet they're going to do you no good and really need to go somewhere. And your experience helps guide us. So if someone wants to talk to you about sorting and cleaning and downsizing and a move in the future and doing it with the right guide and keeping things out of landfill, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Earth Day. You can plant a tree, or you can clean your house and you get rid of the things that you don't want and help make a better world by donating the gently used things you have, getting receipts. And the right person to ask is Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. 416-697-8106. Thank you, Lori, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn, and stay safe.
You too. If you live in your space, but it lacks what you need to make you feel comfortable and safe at home, redoing it isn't only possible, but you can have it done, done once, done right, and achieve your forever home. Someone who does this every day is accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center, and he joins us now. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And what I really love hearing is do it once, do it right. And it's certainly something our company strives for each and every day. Today, I wanted to talk about repurposing space so life in your home is safe and comfortable. I'd like to give a few ideas for your living space so it can be personalized for the person who lives there. A zero threshold shower. This is the most requested renovation right now from Total Access Center. Clients simply want to remove their bathtub that they no longer can use or get into and replace it with a shower that has zero threshold, meaning zero step or no curb. When upgrading a washroom, you add value to your home. When you eliminate rough floors and scattered mats, you eliminate the possibility of falls. It's all about being proactive by removing that bathtub and putting in that beautiful new zero threshold shower. If you do elect to keep your bathtub, we can make sure it's equipped with the right safety items in place, such as a towel bar and soap dish that offer support in a designer aesthetic, plus a bath seat that can match your decor. Doorways can also be widened from 24 inches to 36 inches, so anyone can move easily from one room to another. Renewing a kitchen for someone who is losing their mobility or seated in a wheelchair is also something that can be done. There are so many other accessories that you can add to a kitchen, like adding in cabinet pullouts inside your existing cabinet, to make it easier for you to reach from that back corner and bring it right to the front of you. Our main objective is to make the existing space perfect for you or your loved one's needs. You can live well and be happy in your own home. Whatever you need within your four walls can be accomplished and done by Total Access Center. At the end of the day, your home can be your castle, and you can make your space personalized with all your needs and wishes from Total Access Center.
Well, home values have gone up so much that people have equity in their home, and moving somehow doesn't make sense. So if you sit with someone, are you able to give them a plan that they can achieve their personalized space and their dream home and not have to move?
Absolutely. We actually put a name on it, and I know you hear me talking about this week after week, but it's called the Total Home Safety Check. So what that is, it's a full assessment of top to bottom of your home. And I'll come over and I'll go through room by room. Whatever barriers or hazards you see in your home, we can overcome them, and I'll give you ideas and solutions for your problems to make sure you can live in that space for as long as possible. So if you, for instance, have a bathroom that you're looking to renovate and you want to make it accessible, this is what the assessment's all about, because I'll give you a design and I'll give you the idea of how we can make it possible for you to stay in that home forever, and also how you could just reimagine that bathroom to make it useful for yourself. So this report is a full written report with pictures, so you have an idea of how much things are going to cost and you can put it in perspective. And it's kind of like your roadmap for the future. It's usually $89.95, Marilyn. The first two callers today, I can give it away for free.
A roadmap for the future. I like that. Often people do things and then after they say, if only I'd known, I would have done it differently. And because you have the full view, the accessibility aspect and the design aspect, so it can be gorgeous as well as functional, I think you give the best value. And the total home safety check sounds like a bargain even at $89.95. I've heard companies advertise a $1,000 cost for design of a bathroom. So if someone wants to speak to you, Daniel, just to get a perspective of what they can do in their home to make it their castle and do it once and have a forever home, how do we reach you?
Oh, for sure. And there's no job too big or small, so don't be shy to give a call.
647-206-6409. Your home can be your castle. It can be a forever home. It can be safe and it can be welcoming to everyone. And it can be your personal space, exactly as you dream it to be and wish it to be. Daniel Wiskin can help you with that. 647-206-6409. The Total Access Center and the Total Home Safety Check. Yours for the asking. Thank you, Daniel, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Me too. Thanks, Marilyn.
Once again, it's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. Thank you to Kelly, Carlos, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour and considering what your best next steps can be in every aspect of your life. It's great to have a to-do list and act upon it. It diminishes and grows as you live your days and you gain satisfaction by the doing. I hope Earth Day and the memory of Prince Philip inspire you to do what you can to save our planet. Every day can be Earth Day when you understand the good you can do and the difference you'll make with even small changes in your behavior. The future of our planet depends on each of us being conscious of what the destruction of inaction can bring. We must make ourselves aware of what's needed to save our planet and then own our responsibility. Our Earth needs us. Each of us can and will make a difference when we conserve, reuse, recycle, and do our share to fight climate change by lowering our carbon imprint. It's as simple as swapping out toxic household cleaners or refusing paper catalogs and receipts. I've made a friendly Earth to-do list. And it's now on my website, so you can see it. Opt in and take your responsibility as a steward of our planet. Contribute to the greater good and add meaning to your life. Learn what needs to be done and then live doing your best to benefit our planet. The joy of making a difference is within your grasp. Our sympathies to Queen Elizabeth, the royal family, and all who love the prince. May he rest in peace and his memory be a blessing and an inspiration to us all. Thanks again for tuning in. Stay safe, be well, enjoy your days until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8. And remember, even the simplest, smallest things will make a difference to save our planet, and you can be a part of that change. We'll talk again next week. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. for seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.